And this is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. Mid-State transportation advocates are back at the drawing boards 1 year after Metro voters derailed a $5.4 billion plan to relieve congestion on Music City highways. National Business Journal reporter Meg Garner says authorities in Davidson, Williamson, and Murray counties are now working on a new plan to relieve congestion along the region's southern traffic corridor. She says the multi-county effort acknowledges what voters thought was missing from the previous plan.
To really get that effective solution quickly, there is going to have to be that regional collaboration. And you can see these advocacy groups, they recognize that, and they're really trying, I think, to strive to do that on the front end.
Garner says advocates see two big challenges facing an area-wide transit plan. The first is that each county would have to hold its own referenda asking voters for funding. The second problem is that taxpayers appear to be looking for immediate solutions for transit problems that may take years or even decades to solve.
They look for silver bullets and they look for quick fixes, but there's not really a quick fix to it. Congestion's not going to go away. And even if we get transit, our congestion's not going to get better than it is today.
The Southern Corridor Transit Plan should be complete by October. Garner says to date she's seen no effort to develop a similar plan for the badly congested I-24 corridor into Rutherford and Coffee counties. Look for a link to Meg Garner's in-depth reporting on the issue in this story at WMOT.org. Mike Osborne for WMOT News.